The act of sacrifice involves transmuting something of value into something else. When we sacrifice a stick of incense, the resin is transmuted into smoke. When we sacrifice our own time to serve others, our selfishness is transmuted into compassion. Sacrifice is a way to demonstrate devotion and dedication to God. But the dark occultists who wield power over mankind practice an ancient form of sacrifice known as blood sacrifice. The occult is known for executing these blood sacrifices on certain calendar dates throughout the year, such as the satanic grand climax of summer, which is celebrated every year at Bohemian Grove with the cremation of care. The East Palestine train derailment occurred on February 2nd, Candlemas, a fire festival for the dark occult. The Nashville shooting occurred on the climax of Ostara, a week of sacrifice for the spring equinox. Spring is peak season for satanic blood sacrifice, and we are now at the grand climax of spring, which begins on April 19th and climaxes on May 1st, the holiday known as Beltane. April 19th and April 20th are two of the biggest blood sacrifice dates. The Branch Davidians were massacred in Waco, Texas on April 19th, 1993. 168 people were murdered in Oklahoma City on April 19th, 1995, under the watchful eyes of the CIA. The idea of mass school shootings was inculcated into the minds of the public at Columbine High School on April 20th, 1999. The BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico was on April 20th, 2010. This year's April 19th and 20th are especially important to the dark occultists. We are in the middle of a three-month period that astrologers have been predicting since the end of last year, a period that began in the middle of March, which ends this June. According to the astrology, this rare culmination of events is all about a major transformation of the world's money system. And the astrology for April 19th and 20th is especially intense. There will be a solar eclipse in Aries, described as a time of societal breakdown, destruction, and rebirth. And the corresponding new moon has been described by one astrologer as a day that may be remembered for a long time to come. Traditionally, the purpose of blood sacrifice is to gain favor from the supernatural, to strengthen one's own spiritual power, and as a way to symbolize and memorialize a significant spiritual transformation or rebirth. But according to Michael Hoffman, they are now performing these rituals for the general public. Occult expert Michael Hoffman calls these dark occultists the cryptocracy and claims they have involved mankind in a process of transformation being orchestrated by these blood rituals. He wrote that these murders are actually intricately choreographed rituals performed first on a very intimate and secret scale among the initiates themselves in order to program them, then on a grand scale, amplified incalculably by the electronic media. In the end, what we have is a highly symbolic ritual working broadcast to millions of people. A satanic inversion, a black mass where the pews are filled by the entire nation and through which humanity is paganized, brutalized, and debased. Today, all of us can relate to being brutalized and debased by our governments. Hoffman explains that the reason this is being done to us is to make us submit. We are at the end of the ritual, and the cryptocracy are now putting it all on the line. He wrote, "If the truth of what the cryptocracy has perpetrated is grasped and acted upon, the consequences for the conspirators will be annihilation. But if the people fail to perceive the truth or fail to act on their perception, thus rendering the process a kind of tacit consent born of apathy, amnesia, and abulia, the consequence for the conspirators will be a giant step in the advancement of their system of control. That is to say, ever tighter bonds of enslavement for humanity.
1776 Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
You have the guess at the 30 minute.
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of the live edition of the War Room. Once again, I'm your honored host for this session, third day in a row, filling in for Owen Schroyer on Pete Santilli on this April 19th, 2024. I keep saying this over and over again. Whatever I can do to help out the War Room, whatever I can do to serve the viewership, Owen Schroyer has built a great audience. He's done tremendous work. Infowars.com has certainly done that. And when I say it's an honor, it's an honor. Now let's get right to the task at hand here. This particular episode, you know, the term bombshell is used too often. This is going to be one of the most comprehensive breakdowns of, I'm going to allege something here in the title of today's episode. Based on what we saw come out of the court system between Fox News and Dominion, I'm actually putting a question mark to it, of course, because we don't want to get in trouble. We're allowed to ask questions. But is this settlement between Dominion and Fox News Corporation in the court system, is it a billion-dollar cover-up? Now, that's a big title, a big statement. And we're going to be able to follow through today in this episode on this April 19th, 2023. And again, Pete Santilli may not be a name that's familiar to you, but that's quite all right. The content that we're going to deliver in today's episode is what we hope that you'll remember my name for. And, of course, you've grown to love about what's happened here on InfoWars.com. I'm going to have three very, very important guests at the 30-minute mark coming right up. Now, this is going to be power-packed. Austin Steinbart, if you've never heard the name, or if you have heard the name and you've been trolled by him on the internets, set aside anything that you've had exposure to, because we're not going to be talking about his trolling experiences on YouTube. He's an internet provocateur. Controversial, but one of the most brilliant individuals who's worked with, in Arizona in particular, worked with those powers that be to devise a system. Now, we're not going to get into some boring, you know, election stuff. This man is brilliant. He's got a proposed solution to a lot of our problems as it relates to how we got to where we got with the overthrow of the United States of America. He has not just ideas. He has a system that's been proposed. He's going to deliver that. And we're also going to be digging into this company called Smartmatic. Now, most news outlets are not even going to say Smartmatic or Dominion. In fact, I wouldn't want to say any of the things that I'm about to say here on InfoWars.com, because Alex Jones would get sued for an additional, you know, $5 trillion, and Owen Schroyer, he'll be incarcerated for some reason or the other associated with me. But we're going to bring some hard, cold facts about Smartmatic, about Dominion, about Fox News, for that matter. They called the election. But here's the bottom line. These CIA operatives, I'm not even joking. And if you think we're going to be talking about election integrity, we're not going to talk about election integrity today in this episode, this live broadcast. We're going to talk about a CIA coup d'etat, the likes of which we've seen all around the world in other countries. But who are the players involved? The CIA, Santilli, you say. Election integrity. You know, let me just start right out of the gates while I have this opportunity to spend with you to just tell you, my beloved fellow InfoWars and War Room viewers, we're all like-minded individuals. Should have been hanging around here a lot longer than most of you, a good couple of decades. And that's a good thing because certainly an understudy to Alex Jones as a listener for the better part of two decades. So I know how to do deep research and investigations, and in fact have. As a actually previously trained, qualified forensic investigator, I actually, because of the corporation I was working for, right out of the Marine Corps, actually went to Cal State Long Beach to become a crime scene investigator. So I've got that set of goggles that has served me well as an investigative journalist. Since my spidey senses were up on November 3rd. So what the heck is going on here? And I've been conducting investigations ever since. And now we're connected. Our operation, our investigative journalism has led us to connect to the best investigators on planet Earth. Now, let me set aside all of the boring, nasty, I mean, I'm going to say, you know, looking at ballots and you've got the data industrial complex, no disrespect to the data people, you know, but the data industrial complex and the extrapolations and the charts and all that stuff, none of that matters. This is a fifth generational war that they've practiced all around the world. The Central Intelligence Agency has been doing election fraud since the beginning of time. I mean, since they've been in existence. The electronics that they've used to employ those, they've built a system with the technology that they used and the technology that was employed on November 3rd. We now have a system that is unreliable. We've got it all figured out, but the bottom line is we're right in the middle of the color revolution, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to go over the key players. I have some shocking details as part of my investigation. I'm going to throw a name out there just as a little bit of a teaser. You think we're going to talk about charts and data paper ballots are important. We'll talk about paper ballots. Well, we need to get away from electronics, but that's not the do-all, be-all, end-all. That's why Austin Steinbart is going to come on. He has proposed some solutions that are lock, stock, and barrel, really the only way that we can go into any more elections. Now, do you, each and every one of you, have a dog in the fight? You certainly do. If you don't know the following name, and when I tell people about and I show them the research that I've done on the following name, they're shocked to learn about who this person is. His name is Lord Malik Brown. Lord Malik Brown. Guess who he is? The CEO of Smartmatic. He's also, I think he's the chairman of Smartmatic. British accent. Unsuspecting individual. One of the dirtiest individuals on the planet. Let me tell you why. Because he's also the chairman of the Open Society Foundation. And he's also been on the board of the Lucius Trust at the United Nations. Straight up, 1,000%. As a matter of fact, Lord Malik Brown, you know, sue me so I can get discovery of your CIA documentation and credentials. Go ahead and sue me. Anything that I present today is going to be backed up factually. When I say that Lord Malik Brown is connected to Open Society's Foundation, You can go right on the UN website. I've got all the documents. If you do not know who Lord Malik Brown is, if you don't know the name Norm, there he is. There's Lord Malik Brown. Norm Eisen. Here's what we're going to say. You're tuned into the War Room here on Infowars.com. There is no other news outlet that's going to deliver some of the most shocking information that your rhino industrial complex has never, ever delivered to you. The truth about how they've designed a fraudulent electronic system that didn't help them get installed. That's why they don't want you to know about Lord Malik Brown. They don't want you to know about the name Norm Eisen. We're going to deliver it here on the War Room, probably the first time ever. It's going to be absolutely an awesome show. Norm Eisen, you're going to hear from him. One of the most dangerous.
The act of sacrifice involves transmuting something of value into something else. When we sacrifice a stick of incense, the resin is transmuted into smoke. When we sacrifice our own time to serve others, our selfishness is transmuted into compassion. Sacrifice is a way to demonstrate devotion and dedication to God. But the dark occultists who wield power over mankind practice an ancient form of sacrifice known as blood sacrifice. The occult is known for executing these blood sacrifices on certain calendar dates throughout the year, such as the satanic grand climax of summer, which is celebrated every year at Bohemian Grove with the cremation of care. The East Palestine train derailment occurred on February 2nd, Candlemas, a fire festival for the dark occult. The Nashville shooting occurred on the climax of Ostara, a week of sacrifice for the spring equinox. Spring is peak season for satanic blood sacrifice. And we are now at the grand climax of spring, which begins on April 19th and climaxes on May 1st, the holiday known as Beltane. April 19th and April 20th are two of the biggest blood sacrifice dates. The Branch Davidians were massacred in Waco, Texas on April 19th, 1993. 168 people were murdered in Oklahoma City on April 19th, 1995, under the watchful eyes of the CIA. The idea of mass school shootings was inculcated into the minds of the public at Columbine High School on April 20th, 1999. The BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico was on April 20th, 2010. This year's April 19th and 20th are especially important to the dark occultists. We are in the middle of a three-month period that astrologers have been predicting since the end of last year, a period that began in the middle of March, which ends this June. According to the astrology, this rare culmination of events is all about a major transformation of the world's money system. And the astrology for April 19th and 20th is especially intense. There will be a solar eclipse in Aries, described as a time of societal breakdown, destruction, and rebirth. And the corresponding new moon has been described by one astrologer as a day that may be remembered for a long time to come. Traditionally, the purpose of blood sacrifice is to gain favor from the supernatural, to strengthen one's own spiritual power, and as a way to symbolize and memorialize a significant spiritual transformation or rebirth. But according to Michael Hoffman, they are now performing these rituals for the general public. Occult expert Michael Hoffman calls these dark occultists the cryptocracy and claims they have involved mankind in a process of transformation being orchestrated by these blood rituals. He wrote that these murders are actually intricately choreographed rituals performed first on a very intimate and secret scale among the initiates themselves in order to program them, then on a grand scale, amplified incalculably by the electronic media. In the end, what we have is a highly symbolic ritual working broadcast to millions of people. A satanic inversion, a black mass where the pews are filled by the entire nation and through which humanity is paganized, brutalized, and debased. Today, all of us can relate to being brutalized and debased by our governments. Hoffman explains that the reason this is being done to us is to make us submit. We are at the end of the ritual, and the cryptocracy are now putting it all on the line. He wrote, "If the truth of what the cryptocracy has perpetrated is grasped and acted upon, the consequences for the conspirators will be annihilation. But if the people fail to perceive the truth or fail to act on their perception, thus rendering the process a kind of tacit consent born of apathy, amnesia, and abulia, the consequence for the conspirators will be a giant step in the advancement of their system of control. That is to say, ever tighter bonds of enslavement for humanity."
1776 Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
You have to guess at the 30-minute. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of the live edition of the War Room. Once again, I'm your honored host for this session, third day in a row, filling in for Owen Schroyer on Pete Santilli on this April 19th, 2024. I keep saying this over and over again. Whatever I can do to help out the War Room, whatever I can do to serve the viewership, Owen Schroyer has built a great audience. He's done tremendous work. Infowars.com has certainly done that. And when I say it's an honor. Now let's get right to the task at hand here. This particular episode, you know, the term bombshell is used too often. This is going to be one of the most comprehensive breakdowns of, I'm going to allege something here in the title of today's episode. Based on what we saw come out of the court system between Fox News and Dominion, I'm actually putting a question mark to it, of course, because we don't want to get in trouble. We're allowed to ask questions. But is this settlement between Dominion and Fox News Corporation in the court system, is it a billion-dollar cover-up? Now, that's a big title, a big statement. And we're going to be able to follow through today in this episode on this April 19th, 2023. And again, Pete Santilli may not be a name that's familiar to you, but that's quite all right. The content that we're going to deliver in today's episode is what we hope that you'll remember my name for. And, of course, you've grown to love about what's happened here on InfoWars.com. I'm going to have three very, very important guests at the 30-minute mark coming right up. Now, this is going to be power-packed. Austin Steinbart, if you've never heard the name, or if you have heard the name and you've been trolled by him on the internets, set aside anything that you've had exposure to, because we're not going to be talking about his trolling experiences on YouTube. He's an internet provocateur. Controversial, but one of the most brilliant individuals who's worked with, in Arizona in particular, worked with those powers that be to devise a system. Now, it's not going to get, we're not going to get into some boring, you know, election stuff. This man is brilliant. He's got a proposed solution to a lot of our problems as it relates to how we got to where we got with the overthrow of the United States of America. He has not just ideas. He has a system that's been proposed. He's going to deliver that. And we're also going to be digging into this company called Smartmatic. Now, most news outlets are not even going to say Smartmatic or Dominion. In fact, I wouldn't want to say any of the things that I'm about to say here on InfoWars.com, because Alex Jones would get sued for an additional, you know, $5 trillion. And Owen Schroyer, he'll be incarcerated for some reason or the other associated with me. But we're going to bring some hard, cold facts about Smartmatic, about Dominion, about Fox News, for that matter. They called the election. But here's the bottom line. These CIA operatives, I'm not even joking. And if you think we're going to be talking about election integrity, we're not going to talk about election integrity today in this episode, this live broadcast. We're going to talk about a CIA coup d'etat, the likes of which we've seen all around the world in other countries. But who are the players involved? The CIA, Santilli, you say. Election integrity. You know, let me just start right out of the gates while I have this opportunity to spend with you, to just tell you, my beloved fellow InfoWars and War Room viewers, we're all like-minded individuals. Shoot, I've been hanging around here a lot longer than most of you, a good couple of decades. And that's a good thing, because certainly an understudy to Alex Jones as a listener for the better part of two decades. So I know how to do deep research and investigations, and in fact have, as a actually previously trained, qualified forensic investigator. I actually, because of the corporation I was working for, right out of the Marine Corps, actually went to Cal State Long Beach to become a crime scene investigator. So I've got that set of goggles that has served me well as an investigative journalist since my spidey senses were up on November 3rd. So what the heck is going on here? And I've been conducting investigations ever since. And now we're connected. Our operation, our investigative journalism has led us to connect to the best investigators on planet Earth. Now, let me set aside all of the boring, nasty, I mean, I'm going to say, you know, looking at ballots, and you've got the data industrial complex. No disrespect to the data people, you know, but the data industrial complex and the extrapolations and the charts and all that stuff, none of that matters. This is a fifth generational war that they've practiced all around the world. The Central Intelligence Agency has been doing election fraud since the beginning of time. I mean, since they've been in existence. The electronics that they've used to employ those, they've built a system with the technology that they used and the technology that was employed on November 3rd. We now have a system that is unreliable. We've got it all figured out. But the bottom line is we're right in the middle of the color revolution, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to go over the key players. I have some shocking details as part of my investigation. I'm going to throw a name out there just as a little bit of a teaser. You think we're going to talk about charts and data paper ballots are important. We'll talk about paper ballots. Well, we need to get away from electronics, but that's not the do-all, be-all, end-all. And that's why Austin Steinbart is going to come on. He has proposed some solutions that are lock, stock, and barrel, really the only way that we can go into any more elections. Now, do you, each and every one of you, have a dog in the fight? You certainly do. If you don't know the following name, and when I tell people about and I show them the research that I've done on the following name, they're shocked to learn about who this person is. His name is Lord Malik Brown. Lord Malik Brown. Guess who he is? The CEO of Smartmatic. He's also, I think he's the chairman of Smartmatic. British accent. Unsuspecting individual. One of the dirtiest individuals on the planet. Let me tell you why. Because he's also the chairman of the Open Society Foundation, and he's also been on the board of the Lucius Trust at the United Nations. Straight up, 1,000%. As a matter of fact, Lord Malik Brown, you know, sue me so I can get discovery of your CIA documentation and credentials. Go ahead and sue me. Anything that I present today is going to be backed up factually. When I say that Lord Malik Brown is connected to Open Society's Foundation, you can go right on the UN website. We've got all the documents. If you do not know who Lord Malik Brown is, if you don't know the name Norm, there he is. There's Lord Malik Brown. Norm Eisen. Here's what we're going to say. You're tuned into the War Room here on Infowars.com. There is no other news outlet that's going to deliver some of the most shocking information that your rhino industrial complex has never, ever delivered to you. The truth about how they've designed a fraudulent electronic system that didn't help them get installed. That's why they don't. They don't want you to know about Lord Malik Brown. They don't want you to know about the name Norm Eisen. We're going to deliver it here on the War Room, probably the first time ever. It's going to be absolutely an awesome show. Norm Eisen, you're going to hear from him, one of the most dangerous men from the Brookings Institute on the face of the planet.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024, it's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
1776 Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
And welcome back for a power-packed show. In just about 10 minutes, I'm going to be joined by Austin Steinbart. Whether or not you've ever heard of the name Austin Steinbart is going to be secondary to what he is going to deliver. We're going to talk about who Smartmatic is. You know, they if you should dare talk about a conspiracy theory of sorts that Smartmatic is some evil nefarious, and I just want to make sure that we have a copy of all the clips. I want to just let you hear in clip number one the voice of Lord Malik Brown. He's from Smartmatic, and then we're going to get to why this is important. Is because guess what, ladies and gentlemen, WikiLeaks cables, the CIA's own analysis of who Smart Malik Brown. Yeah, that's exactly who he is. Lord Malik Brown is. The CIA's own analysis was published on WikiLeaks. Isn't that remarkable? Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why Fox News plunked down 787 million, well, it's actually a twofold reason. The reason why they settled the lawsuit is because they need to keep making money on fake Rhino Republicans that do hearings and sound clips, and then they cut to a big pharma ad. There's billions of dollars on the line. They have to keep making that money, of course. And secondarily, Dominion wants to settle the lawsuit because they don't want this information that we're about to deliver on this show here today to ever reach a jury, because a lot of it was about to. Now, we're going to go to clip number one. I want you to listen to the voice of, and you're going to hear from Lord Malik Brown here a couple times here over the next hour or so. Clip number one, if we could go to that.
I ask you, putting your name to a venture like this, you must have had to think twice or at least three times before you looked at the reputational possibility for damage.
Well, look, I kicked the tires hard, but, you know, for me, the fact is I have spent my whole career trying to find ways to apply technology to development solutions, trying to find ways to bring the private sector into development solutions, and above all, as I say, to kind of enfranchise and empower poor people around the world. So for me, this was a kind of, if you like, a perfect triangle. Risk, certainly, but from my point of view, this is a big step forward in terms of global empowerment, if I can use that rather grand term for a commercial venture.
Ah, global empowerment, ladies and gentlemen, to eliminate poverty and you shall eat the bugs.
You know, you got one accent or the other. And when you hear it, hold on to your wallet and hide your kids and hide your wife. That should make you laugh if you guys know what that song is. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen, in just about 5-6 minutes. Austin Steinbart's going to join me, and we're going to start digging into who Lord Malik Brown is, the chairman of SGO. This is not conspiracy theory. You can go look this up right now. I would say 98% of you are hearing that name for the first time ever. Now, in the next clip that I want you to hear, just a very short one, and I don't want to take time away from the discussion that we're going to have with our great guests, in the Philippines. Philippines was ground zero. They got caught. They absolutely got caught. Smartmatic is denied, you know, having any affiliation with Dominion. Let's go to clip number two. Lord Malik Brown getting caught in the Philippines, overthrowing their election. Let's go to clip number two, just for 2 minutes here.
Here, okay, the question on people's minds, why is Smartmatic even still here in the Philippines after reports that it had violated provisions of the election automated law, number one, for example, that it was never supposed to be allowed to bid in the 2010 elections because it did not actually own the software. Dominion Voting Systems owned the software, plus the difficulty which Smartmatic had to put the COMELEC through just in order to access the source code, issues like that. Your thoughts? People say we should not be subjected to Smartmatic again this time around.
Well, look, I think that's competitors who say that. You know, the fact is, yes, part of our technology is licensed from Dominion, but you tell me a large technology company which isn't using in part licenses from other companies, and we have a license for the international use of that particular piece of the technology that we employ. But, you know, we are a manufacturing and technology R&D company. We have hundreds of people who are doing R&D and hundreds more involved in manufacture. These are our systems. And, you know, the fact is, we are proud of the way we've transformed election performance in the Philippines.
So, Mark, let me just to cut in there and ask you, the license issued by Dominion for you to use their proprietary software, that is a live license. It's an active license.
Yeah.
It has not been revoked.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Right.
Go ahead.
Now let's remember what they've said. By the way, why are we laying this out? Of course I'm a big election integrity guy. I'm anti-communist CIA overthrow. That's what we're going to focus on. That man right there, Lord Malik Brown, is straight up George Soros, CIA, intelligence services, overthrowing nations with electronic voting machines. And I have forensic evidence to prove it. And if you should dare sue InfoWars, I have documentation to prove that that man right there, the chairman of Smartmatic, a company, SGO, is a shell corporation that's detached themselves from Dominion. Dominion got sued. Fox News was accused of defamation forever, you know, connecting the two, of course. Rupert Murdoch should have gone to trial and said, let's take a look at Pete Santilli's presentation on Lord Malik Brown, who's connected to George Soros. He's also the chairman of the Open Societies Foundation. And he owns, and I think he owns or rents one of George Soros's mansions here in the United States of America, Open Societies. He was also the chairman of the Lucius Trust for the United Nations. Why does that matter? Because in the Philippines, they got caught. I'm going to break a clip right now. The next clip that we're going to play, clip number three, you're going to hear a clip from a live broadcast of them getting caught rigging the source code. Let's go to that clip number three.
We received the unsettling information that at past 7:30 p.m. on May 9, 2016, Election Day, a new script or computer command was introduced to the transparency server, the very same server from which the PPCRB obtains its data for the quick count. Apparently, the execution of this computer command was able to alter the hash codes of the packet data. Furthermore, this introduction of this new script is suspect because it was after this time that Senator Marcos's lead from Representative Robredo started to erode at a rather distinctive pattern. This came from an accredited observer that was present at the PPCRB at that time. During election day.
We are still gathering more data with regards to the exact effect of these.
That's right, still gathering more data.
It affects.
Yeah, we're gathering lots of data. Gathering lots of data on the CIA's coup d'etat upon the United States of America. Smartmatic, Dominion, they got caught, and Fox News is helping them cover it up, in my opinion. Question mark. We'll be right back with Austin Steinbart. right after this.
1776 Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now right out of the gates here, I did my soft introduction, made some pretty salacious comments, and I'm going to be able to back them up with some facts. A lot of you never heard of the name Lord Malik Brown. every one of you is sick and tired suffering info fatigue on election integrity. That's part of the CIA coup d'etat, by the way, is to get you off in the weeds looking at kinematic artifact detection of, you know, paper strands and bamboo stuff. That's to keep you off of the task, not looking at, let's say, for instance, the connections between Smartmatic, Lord Malik Brown, George Soros, the CIA, documents published by the CIA about Smartmatic, their connections to Dominion. And it'll help you understand today why I believe that the $787 trillion settlement between Fox News and Dominion, it's a big question I have. It's to cover up a lot of information that if I could have prosecuted that case, I'd have them in this episode before the you the people are the jury. I'm going to invite somebody who has been working for years. And by the way, it's not that I have to add credibility to him. When I present Austin Steinbart as somebody that I know is A, absolutely brilliant, and he's been running around for the past couple of years navigating his way around a bunch of CIA road cones that have obstructed his ability to correct the system, especially going into 2022. He's presented at the highest levels blockchain technology and solutions that go above and beyond blockchain, because not just blockchain is going to solve our problems with election integrity, but essentially Austin Steinbart is at the center of proposing solutions to election issues around the world that puts that man right there, Lord Malik Brown, out of business. Austin Steinbart joins me. A very controversial figure, Austin Steinbart is. He's going to become even more controversial with what we're going to talk about here today. Austin, welcome to the War Room. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Pete.
Oh, thank you. You know, I opened up, I don't know if you saw the first 30 minutes. I mentioned to the War Room audience, the InfoWars audience, can you imagine since November 3rd, how many times do you think our audience, this audience listening right now, has heard of the name Lord Malik Brown? Has really they heard about Smartmatic, but they heard about the propaganda separating Dominion and Smartmatic. How many of them do you think have heard of the WikiLeaks document that shows the CIA's analysis of who Smartmatic is? Not many.
Not many of them, apparently. And this is something we've been trying to put out there for years now. Just the idea that, look, even if you don't want to take our word for it on this election fraud stuff, if you look at the State Department and the CIA's own analysis, according to their own briefing, generated in 2006, almost 20 years ago, they don't have any faith in that either. Right? They think that it is owned by a web of shell companies. That's extremely sketchy. A web of criminals. Right, as the owners, and they acknowledge that this is going to the United States, and they talk about the shadow of fraud hanging over that. So I encourage everybody, go on WikiLeaks, on the diplomatic cables, and type Smartmatic, and you can see this for yourself. Every single Republican should be talking about this right now. And it's not necessarily because we want to defend Fox News, because we like Fox News. It's more about Fox News is under the gun right now for allowing truthful information to be on there, right? And as garbage as Fox News is in its entirety, Fox is still the only place that, you know, you could get any sort of anti-war pushback. Somebody like Glenn Greenwald, someone like Jimmy Dore, someone like Max Blumenthal, someone like Aaron Matei, right? This is the only place that people in the truth community or anti-war community can get their message out. So I think if we allow them to continue to get nailed to the wall for allowing truthful information to be broadcast on their network, then we are setting ourselves a dangerous precedent here, right? So it's not like we love Fox News. But all of us should be looking at that email and pushing back and saying, listen, can Fox News really be held legally liable for allowing claims that mirror these claims, which was the CIA briefing in 2006, right? So the things that they allowed people to say on their air were already concerns raised by the CIA 20 years ago. And that's right. Why are we not allowed to talk about that?
That's right. Now, I'm just going to bring up a hypothetical that will not happen because they've settled. Dominion would want to settle and never want the attorneys to go before a jury on the record, whether or not they're going to win or lose, to say on the open record a lot of the facts that we already know. We have forensic evidence. We have documents published on WikiLeaks. I have three individual names, one of whom was connected to Smartmatic out of Venezuela. There's three people that know the truth about the electronics being used to perpetrate election fraud. They were involved in it. Two of them are dead. The third one I actually connected with and introduced him to Mike Lindell. His name is Clinton Curtis. He's the only one alive. The other one actually died in a plane crash in Ohio connected to the Bushes. But, sir, here's my point. Any election that is attached to electronics, and I'm going to – we have 3 minutes here. I'm just going to drop a bomb right here. Those that are running around with their kinematic bamboo shoot theories and QR code theories, thinking that that's, you know, the security in the ballots, the paper ballots. Paper ballots isn't the only solution. You yourself, sir, if you had a QR code, what could you do to an election?
Well, I am a IT expert, and I know from personal experience that with free utilities on the internet, I could embed a hexadecimal script into a QR code that with one scan instantly could reprogram any barcode scanner out there. So, you could say, okay, with one ballot, again, I don't always do a good job of explaining this, but, with one QR code on one ballot that's compromised, I can program that in one click, boop, reprogram. And now every ballot after that reads a certain way. Not a good idea.
And what if the system's not connected to the internet? We unplug it from the internet and you scan that QR code. Could you infiltrate the system and put malicious software to do what you need to do on every single machine?
Absolutely. I don't need access to the internet. I just need to reprogram the scanner to ring up the results how I want them to from this point forward, right? So even if you're offline, I could still get you with that thing.
Right. Now,
and that's the point. So we got to do, right, we got to exactly. Take reasonable steps here. But I think first, like to help generate the momentum to get us there, when we talk about this, we got to back up. We gotta take it from the top. I know a lot of us have been really in the weeds for a long time on this stuff, but explain, hey, what happened with Bernie Sanders, right? What happened with Tim Canova? Do a lot of these Democrats and lefties think that the George Bush election was rigged, right? So we're definitely allowed to talk about this. There's a lot of examples of how things are going awry here. And I think if we could simplify, we could use stuff like WikiLeaks to prove indisputably and quickly that we are valid in our concerns, that we could push through this. So if you check out our website.
Here, and hold on 1 second. We're going to get to your website. Can we play clip number four? It's a really short clip. Clip number four. I'll ask you a question. We'll talk about your website.
Who would want to poison a black man running for office about to succeed? Who would do that? Sounds like something the KKK would do.
It really does. And that's what I'm saying. But here's the thing, Owen, the FBI and the Democrats are that. And the FBI is the Democrats with a federal badge.
You certainly know who Jerome Davison is. The campaign manager. And we talk about those that have knowledge about electronic voting machines, those that have knowledge of what we need to do to fix our country. They've also attempted on his life as well. We'll talk a little bit more about that on the other side with Austin Steinbart. They do not want anyone to hear what we're about to say in the next segment.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
1776 Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or get into the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I want to reserve because we're going to have Ann Vandersteel join us. Then we're going to have Joe Altman join us from Conservative Daily. He'll be joining us here momentarily. Austin Steinbart, the campaign that Jerome Davison, yourself, you being behind that, your team in coming forward, now proposing solutions regarding election integrity or stopping CIA overthrows, talking about primarily an Internet Bill of Rights, a lot of elements that Jerome Davison, they did not want him to be in that seat, and they attempted on his life. We do know that. But that's not going to stop you and your team from doing this. Now, you have documents published, and we're going to publish in today's episode, the WikiLeaks CIA analysis of Smartmatic. We're going to get to the facts that they never wanted in front of a jury. And that's the theme of this conversation. This settlement and stopping this information from getting it out in open court is not going to stop us from getting it out to the jury in the court of public opinion, is it?
Absolutely not. And it will be interesting because I emailed that to Tucker's producer too. So they're an interesting conundrum with the lawyers. Do the lawyers allow Tucker to go on offense here and show everyone like just how BS this is and essentially cover and legitimize WikiLeaks? Or do they take a huge bath in the court here and, you know, have a huge fine? It'll be an interesting conundrum for Fox News. Cover this really hardcore CIA dirt for WikiLeaks or have a huge fine? We'll get to see how that pans out.
We do have to see how it pans out, but the bottom line is going into 22. Now, I'm going to let you take the remaining balance of time here. It's a brief introduction to Austin Steinbart, somebody who everyone will come to know here in the coming days, weeks, and months, because we're not going to stop our attempts to save our country. But, sir, the evidence exists, and you've presented solutions, not just complaining about how we've been overthrown, but you have solutions. When we talk about blockchain technology or paper ballots, that's not the only solution. I want you to speak to that. Talk about what you've presented for the past couple of years to the powers that be. And going into 2022, they ignored you altogether. But we can't go forward into any more elections ever again. By the way, on the lower third across the bottom, I changed that. It's qintel.pro. Sorry about that. But Austin, paper ballots isn't the only solution, is it?
Well, it's not a solution at all. As you are familiar, Pete, in 2020, I was making a rambunctious YouTube channel talking about how Arizona is run by the mafia and the intelligence services. And I was thrown in prison for that. And, you know, even the SWAT guys arresting me acknowledged that that was the case, kind of what I was saying in my videos. And then I got out and we were running this campaign of a drone. We were getting super popular. All the WikiLeaks curations and dirt that we were throwing out there that they threw me in prison for, we built into the drone campaign, right? Because it's very important information across the spectrum to do with the wars, to do with our healthcare system, to do with everything. And we were saying, we were making a lot of noise, we were getting a lot of attention, and we were telling everybody, hey, we're going to go, we're sent drone to Congress, and we're going to send them there with a camera crew, and we're going to give them a boatload of WikiLeaks to just roast these intelligence officials. So they couldn't be having that. But during that campaign, I was telling all the other Republicans, look, this state is run by the mafia and the intelligence services, and you guys didn't fix the election, so nothing's going to be different. And not a lot of people listened to me again, and, you know, everybody saw what happened. So I worry that the movement, we are walking back into a similar situation there, right, where everybody's energized about, you know, this issue or that. But the election situation in Arizona hasn't changed. That the fact that, you know, the intelligence services and the cartels control the state and they can stand down the FBI, that factor still exists. So there's a lot of people, a lot of the election integrity crowd, they are pushing for all hand count, all paper ballots. And that in a place like Arizona, right, that is run by the mafia and the intelligence services, there's no way that's going to work. This isn't just the dopey Democrats that we are fighting against here. This is a massive secret intelligence apparatus that's existed for hundreds of years. It is deeply, deeply entrenched. So they could definitely get counters into a hand count paper ballot on the precinct level. And even if they couldn't, the paper ballot situation doesn't solve the fundamental issue, which is the voter rolls. So as we were going to get signatures to get drone on the ballot, they had done this initiative for election integrity. They said they had just cleaned the voter rolls. And when they cleaned them, when we went to go get those signatures, about 40% of the people that were sure they were registered and had voted in last elections and hadn't moved, the people that were supposed to be on there were not on there. So if the voter rolls are that compromised, and if, you know, in a state like Arizona, it's easy to get into the DMV and get a fake ID, how are you going to ensure that your paper ballot is going to work, right? How can that work if you don't know how many ballots to print? And also, how can that work if the printing company is in bed with the cartels, right? So it's just not a practical solution. It's not going to work. And so we've been trying to explain to our friends here on the right that are technology averse towards elections that a blockchain system is the only chance in hell we have of having any sort of a fair election. And a lot of people push back on me with that, because we've had some other solutions that have come forth that maybe haven't quite scratched the full itch here. But there is an architecture. There is a decentralized identity architecture as well, right? Because that's the key thing to fixing the elections is chopping off the voter registration databases as this huge opportunity to cheat, right? And if you think about Maricopa County, where I live, they had roughly like 2 million votes in the last election, roughly a million Trump, roughly a million Biden. And if the margin was like tens of thousands, right? 10,000. And if they can have the voter roll situation being plus or minus 40%, which in a district like that, in a county like that, is plus or minus 800,000, how are you ever going to solve that with paper ballots? It just won't work. So we need to move towards a hybrid blockchain election system with a decentralized identity product, right? One that is not like a nightmare for surveillance, but one where we can be identifying who's who, identifying, you know, that you're a person, you're alive, you do live in this district, you're a citizen of the United States, so on and so forth. And I will debate pretty much anybody on this. I'm very confident that in a situation like what we got going on in Arizona, paper ballots wouldn't fix it. And even if paper ballots would fix it, they have no path to actually getting paper ballots through, right? A lot of people are very used to mailing in ballots, right, having the convenience of that. And so if you are one of like the 70% of voters out there in Arizona who like may or may not even care, probably don't even care about this election thing, you don't think that elections are that sketchy, at least not sketchy enough to give up that convenience, having something to offer those people where it's like, well, you're not sacrificing any convenience. You're not going to go have to wait in lines for hours on election day. You could just do it securely through this blockchain. So, again, a lot of people bristle at me when I say that, but I'm willing to debate anybody on the technical details of that and why that's better and why that anyone out there, you have zero chance in hell of fixing the elections without a blockchain election. It just, you won't do it. So, my standing challenge out there is to Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump, you have raised $250 million, I believe, for election integrity that you didn't spend, right? You took a bunch of hardworking people's money. We want the elections fixed. Put that money towards getting this blockchain election product. This, like a vote sort of a front-end interface paired with a hybrid, like Dragon Chain sort of back-end interface paired with a decentralized identity product. And let's make this happen. It's the only way we have any chance now of fixing this.
And also we need to get, the populace, and not just, people on the right side of the spectrum. It's going to take 75% of our population, to get this done. But QIntel.pro, for instance, the document, WikiLeaks documents, and a treasure trove of information that I believe is the Encyclopedia of Truth. Q standing for quantum, at a quantum level. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to make a quantum leap and join together in this effort because we share a lot in common on both sides of the political spectrum at the dinner table. Democrats and Republicans, we want safe and secure elections. We don't like CIA overthrows. Go to QIntel.pro. You'll see a bunch of information there. Of course, the WikiLeaks documents. We're going to put a copy of this PDF document in this episode, give you a link to that. But Austin, everyone's going to be hearing a lot more from you, and I appreciate you taking the time out to introduce them to some great ideas you've been giving to the powers that be. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me, Pete. And everybody check out the plan to save America on QIntel.pro.
QIntel.pro. I call it the, now I've known Austin for the past couple of years, one of the most brilliant individuals. And that website right there, that's the rabbit hole that you want to go down and share with your friends and family members. We'll be back with Ann Vandersteel. On the other side of the brain.
1776 Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost. Now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit it hard today. Ann Vandersteel, we're waiting to connect with her. She will be joining us. She knows a lot about this particular topic. She knows a lot about what, not only knows a lot about what we need to do to help save our country, but she's out there taking action to do so. She'll be joining me here in this short little break. I say the short break, short segment, that is. We're going to lay out a case here. Now, Joel Altman, one of the best investigative journalists, one of the best tech guys, that's done the biggest exposés regarding this particular topic as to how they're overthrowing our country. He'll be joining me as well. I may have to move him up a little bit depending on whether or not Ann can overcome the technical issues. When I say that all these people are connected to the CIA, that they're connected to the United Nations, that Lord Malik Brown, overseeing the Lucius Trust, connected to these Luciferians. And, of course, U.S. elections and installing electronic voting machines, U.S. election industry became a multi-billion-dollar industry that, believe it or not, the likes of people like Mitt Romney and the Bush family helped to get off the ground. It was the Republicans that invented all this. How do I know that? Because a guy named Clinton Curtis, who will probably mention his name again, he's a Democrat. And actually, I consider him to be a friend. But he was the one that was asked by State Senator Tom Feeney at the time out of Florida to create a software code that would essentially, they wanted to find out from a white hat perspective, if he could develop code to rig elections so that they could prevent rigging elections. And he said, sure. He designed the code. It was less than 100 lines of code, and they adopted it. The Republicans literally paid for Clint Curtis to develop the software program. It was the Republicans that started the rigging of elections. And when the Democrats found out about it, rather than stop it, they said, wow, this is a really neat idea. And they embraced it, and now they've mastered it, especially because they're much better with the tech side of things. Now, who is this guy, George Soros? Doing fantastic. Can we go to clip number five? Yes, who do we have? We got somebody punching in on Zoom. Is that correct? Let's go to clip number five. Listen to who George Soros is. Lee Stranahan lays it out. You may be hearing this for the first time, but it's true, and you can check the facts. Clip number five, please.
I don't think I've talked to you about this before, Pete. Did you know there's absolute proof from one of the people was involved, who I'll tell you about that is soon. You'd never heard of him, but it's an important person. Proof that George Soros was recruited by the CIA.
Really?
Not theory. The person who recruited him is a guy named Roman Kuczynski. He's a Ukrainian who is in the U.S. and running a thing called Prolog Corporation. Hmm. Now, if you look in CIA files, Prolog Corporation was a pro-Ukrainian Nazi propaganda outlet that the CIA funded. It's right in the CIA files. You'll find it. Prolog Corporation. Okay. So the guy who ran that was a guy named Roman Kuczynski. Okay. So he's running an organization that's funded by the CIA, right? And Roman Kuczynski wrote a book called cleverly My Memoir or something like that. It's a book. It's a vanity book, basically, because no one knows who he is. So it's a book writing about, you know, a lot of people. It's like a guy who ran a local bank, let's say, and no one knows who he is outside the community, and not even most people in the community. And he decides at the end of his life.
Sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Multi-streaming on our channel, so I was just trying to fix my technical issue, and somebody who was just actually, I'm so glad that she's on. I was just notified as I was fixing mine. Anne Vandersteel is my next guest, and over now several years, she has so inspired me. There she is, the ravishing, wonderful American patriot, Anne Vandersteel. Welcome to the War Room. I was just going to say that, for the past couple of years, as we've known each other, we've watched this overthrow of the United States of America. We've seen all of the evidence as investigative journalists. We didn't just sit around and complain about it for the past couple of years, in particular since November. You and I go back way before that, but since November, we've not only seen the evidence, but we've proposed a lot of solutions. I want to throw to you, and I want to get your, because I know I trust your judgment and opinion. I think the biggest obstructionist right now to stopping this CIA coup d'etat is our own people. The Republicans have been the biggest saboteurs. And we need to fix that, because there are plenty of solutions to overcoming these election integrity issues. That everybody, right. Hey, people hate the topic, election integrity. This is a CIA coup, and the Republicans are refusing to stop it. It's simple, isn't it?
Yeah. It's so, Pete, nail on the head as usual. I mean, look, the CIA has perfected the color revolutions, OCONUS, outside the country now for years. We've watched these color revolutions happen, funded by George Soros and his partners in crime in the establishment. And now we know the rhinos are a significant piece of that. In fact, we have more of a war against people in our own party on the Republican side than we do in the Democrats, because at least the Democrats, we know what we're dealing with. But if you consider Fox News, right, this, quote, settlement for $787.5 million, really that's nothing more than another grift of money laundering through Dominion to pay off and make sure that the election is rigged again in 2024. Who do we have sitting over there on the board? Of course, is Paul Ryan, the King Rhinoceros himself, the King Rhino over there. So, you know, it doesn't take much to kind of put these pieces together. Now that we have this lens and scope and depth and breadth of what we've been dealing with for the past 6 years, obviously it's been going on longer, but 6 years we've really been very focused in on this. It's becoming ever more clear that the rhinos in our own party are the biggest obstruction to ever getting anything cleanly done. Look how hard we had to work on tax reform. Yours truly was involved in making sure they didn't get immediate expensing for the commercial real estate when Trump passed tax reform, because they wanted to give all the commercial real estate, you know, immediate expensing, which would have crushed the savings and loan all over again, just like in the 80s when they shortened the depreciation cycle. So that guy right there, Paul Ryan, King Rhino himself over at Fox News, settling with Dominion, laundering the money on through, right on through. I wonder how much PPP money, Pete, he actually laundered through over to Dominion to make all this happen so they could steal the election again. What do you think?
Here's my, what I do know, $787 million is a lot of money. I don't take that in on the Pete Santilli show. You know why? Because, you know, and Fox News, Austin Steinbart was on just a little bit ago. You may not have known that. And he did say Fox News is like the only one that's around that's willing to, you know, in between big pharma legal disclaimers, you know, deliver some semblance of truth. So they're the last bastion. But the bottom line is they always make Fox News clips. Jim Jordan, you know, whoever it is, Ron Johnson, all of them are making Fox News clips, delivering some truth. And now let's cut to a big pharma ad. I do know that. Here's another thing that I know, that if me, you, Joel Altman, Austin Steinbart, Michael, I mean, a whole group of us were to stand before a jury, whether or not they win or lose, and deliver on the open record the truth about what we know about this CIA overthrow, it would be a game changer, wouldn't it? And that's what I believe they stopped. They used that money to stop that truth from getting on the public record. What do you think?
Of course they did. They've known about this now for, I know Austin had sent me something in a text, and I don't recall the what his text was, but it was along the lines of what you're talking about. And again, this is the repetitive playbook. We've seen it over and over and over again. And what do we know about our intelligence community? What do we know vis-a-vis the Erickson report, that incredible body of work that Michael Khoury and his team have put together? We know without 100% certainty that you have to have the surveillance state we have today in order to complete the coup d'etat, in order to bring down the United States, in order to steal elections. This is all part of the plan. Pete, we're the last country that has the ability to use guns for self-defense. We are able to arm ourselves and protect ourselves with firearms should people come to do us harm in our home. And don't you know, the World Homicide Organization is prepared to launch the next pandemic. They're already trickling out. They're already sending Ebola patients for treatment in Colorado. Now, why on the earth would we bring in Ebola patients from Africa through Atlanta Airport and send them to treatment in Colorado? Hello? We don't need to be bringing these people in our country, but this is, in fact, what we are doing right now, because, of course, Joe Biden gave our sovereignty away when he signed the National Defense Authorization Act. So this is a part of a very elaborate plan. All the pieces have to come together. All the agencies that are unconstitutional, we know none of them have ever chartered in our 19 essential agencies, have basically sold the sovereignty of our country away to the highest bidder. And it's all corporatocracy. The UN, the World Homicide Organization, the, you know, Council on Foreign Relations, Council of 300, all these entities are all corporations that are corporately controlling. And they have their own self-interest at heart. And it has nothing to do with you and me, Pete. Nothing to do with anybody in our country. It is all to do with what's best for serving them. It's disgusting what we see happening right now. And we're not waking up fast enough.
We're not. But you all want to take this approach here. How long can you stay with me? Do you have a tight out? Because I want to go through a couple of things with you.
Having to improvise today because the Comcast, the corporation of, you know, Xfinity, has destroyed internet in my house yet once again today. So I'm on my cell phone connecting via VZB. Thank God that still works.
They knew what we were going to talk about. This here's the hard, cold truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe, no disrespect to the great analyst. You know, I like Dr. Douglas Frank. I love Michael Lindell, obviously, but he's a lot of people out there doing great work, whether it be, you know, in their area of discipline, whether it be ballots, whether it be charts and stuff like that. But ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, since Election Day, we have been intentionally fed. When you get a good group of people to deliver the truth about the possibility of election fraud, they will subvert the truth. Info, just like 9/11. If you can just flood the zone with info and disinfo, it causes fatigue. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Everybody stop, pause, and breathe. And remember this. On the other side of this break is a CIA coup. That's what everybody needs to know. You can be a Democrat or Republican. Join us together. I don't even need to show you any charts. I can show you some of the names and faces like Lord Malik Brown from Smartmatic. Right. I can show you Norm Eisen. Norm Eisen. What did Norm Eisen do? He worked for the CIA writing the manual on color revolution and using technology to get it done. And it's been deployed upon the American people, period.
And look at the CEO of Anheuser-Busch, right? He's a CIA asset, worked in human intelligence for 5 years. And don't you know, they turned the, you know, Budweiser, the king of beers, into the queen of beers when they put Dylan Mulvaney on there to completely demoralize every beer drinker across America, which, let's face it, most of the beer drinkers are men, and most of the men are men's men. They're not prancing around in their mother's underwear and parading around pretending to be, you know, whatever. Susie Homemaker, like Dylan Mulvaney, that tanked their stock $6 billion. They don't care. They have no problem burning down one of their corporations because they will just move that money over somewhere else and fire it up somewhere else. This is the shell game, right? We are absolute serfs in a shell game of corporatocracy, which is nothing more than public-private partnerships of fascism, Pete. And they're using it as part of their color revolution to completely demoralize us and put us on our heels with exactly what you said. Good information, bad information, disinformation, constant information. So once you think you have something and that same source then shifts tax and goes into a different direction, you're like, wait a minute, that doesn't just jive with what you just told me 2 days ago. But I trusted you two days ago, so I should probably follow you down the rabbit hole. I'll let you go.
Hold that thought. So we're going to identify some of these names. Democrats, Republicans, everyone lock arms and recognize we're right in the middle of a CIA coup d'etat, and we're going to counter it.
1776 Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit.
Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
InfoWars.com/show.
Oh, we are back. Love that. You can tell by the sound I make when I say, Ann Vandersteel, okay? It should be projected with a tremendous amount of energy. I've known her for years now. I've gotten to know her. Now, Ann Vandersteel, this is why I said, you got to stay with me because you have such a breadth of knowledge. I'm gonna present a couple things in a long-winded fashion, okay? And then once I set the stage here, because our listening audience needs to forget about the info fatigue and just focus. Yeah. Forget about the charts. Forget about the boring topic of election integrity. Forget about President Trump. Forget about MAGA. Forget about, you know, Bernie Sanders or whoever. Forget about all of that. Every single person needs to know that we've been subjected to psychological warfare, and that's fifth generational warfare means that they don't have to fire bullets. Yeah, we're a country that has guns, but we can't shoot our way out of what I'm about to say. This is a coup d'etat that has impacted every zip code, every county. Now, how do they do that? I published an article, Why Hasn't Christopher Wray's FBI? This was October of 2020. Why hasn't Christopher Wray's FBI arrested these three masterminds? And if the guys have that, it's actually in my show notes. I just want to put these faces up. In October of 2020, nobody really knew the name Norm Eisenman and what he was doing behind the scenes. They got caught. The DOJ whistleblower came to me and said, oh, my goodness. I had a source in October of 2020. These guys are running ballot harvesting schemes in the chat rooms and the gaming areas. And Norm Eisen and guess who else? Mark Elias and Neil Keitel were all running a ballot harvesting scheme that was exposed by Project Veritas. I published the article in October of 2020. And Norm Eisen himself, most people are like, who's Norm Eisen? Who is this guy? Ballot harvesting what? Now, let me remind you who Norm Eisen is. He was not only involved in ballot harvesting, play clip number 6. Everyone's going to remember this face here asking the questions as a staff member for Nancy Pelosi. Play clip number 5 or 6. Sorry.
Sir,
clip 6.
Why is that impeachable conduct? If the president uses his office for personal gain, the only recourse available under the Constitution is for him to be impeached because the president cannot be, as a practical matter, charged criminally while he is in office because the Department of Justice works for the president. So the only mechanism available for a president who tries to distort the electoral process for personal gain is to impeach him. That is why we have impeachment.
Professor Carlin, do scholars of impeachment generally agree that abuse of power is an impeachable offense?
Yes, they do.
Professor Gerhardt, do you agree that abuse of power is impeachable?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to focus the panel on the evidence they considered and the findings in the Intelligence Committee report that the president solicited the interference of a foreign government, Ukraine,
okay.
in the 2020
That's the guy US. Right there. That right there is Norm Eisen. Norm Eisen, who literally wrote the procedures, and that's it. I published this article. Why hasn't Christopher Wray's FBI arrested those individuals? Now, I'm gonna just give you just a little bit more here. Norm Eisen, literally working for the Brookings Institute, which is partly funded by Huawei, okay? And also the senior fellow to the Brookings Institute is none other than Robert Kagan from PNAC, the Project for the New American Century, right? Who is the husband of Victoria Nuland. And this is the guy that wrote the Color Revolution Manual, was involved in ballot harvesting. He's running a Ukraine thing, and he wrote the Transition Integrity Project Manual. This guy's straight up CIA, and he helped overthrow the United States of America. And these names and faces should be right. They are right in front of us, but we're not paying attention to them, are we?
No, we're not, because we're so distracted with, you know, Dylan Mulvaney and the fact that the dollar is collapsing, that, you know, we have an invasion at the border. We have so many things. This is classic, you know, 5GW, fifth generation warfare, predicated on a great book, which was all about chaos, right? So this is in fact very normal for an occurrence like this. But let's go back to the Maidan Revolution, Pete, in 2014, that Victoria Nuland, there's that name again, was very involved in making sure they put yes. their guy in Ukraine, right? They needed to put Poroshenko in there, get rid of the one that was democratic, put their guy in, Poroshenko, and now you have a straight-up Nazi in there with Zelensky. They're going to keep sending money over there. They're going to keep disturbing the force over here. Ukraine has the goods on Biden. He knows about all their, they know about all their sick predilections with the Bidens, and that's all coming out now. This is nothing new under the sun, unfortunately. But again, the United States, Pete, is the last country standing. If you could even say we're standing, I think we're on our knees and we have one foot in the grave, frankly, because the problem is there's a group of people that know what's going on, but it's not enough of us to stop the bloodbath. And when I say the bloodbath, I'm talking about the Chinese infiltrators that are coming across the border. You know, we're going to have, according to President Trump, 15 million people illegally in this country by the end of this year under the Joe Biden regime. And a lot of these people coming in across the border, as reported by Eyes On with Michael Yon, Ben Berkwam, and others down at the border, are Chinese nationals coming in. Well, why the heck is that happening? Why do we have Chinese warships in Panama? Why do we have Chinese warships off the coast of Brazil? Why do the Russians have submarines off the coast of the Atlantic? This is the CIA coup working for the New World Order, just like they have been. Five Eyes was not about protecting us from our enemies. It was about making sure they protected themselves so they could control their enemies, which is us. And they are and doing a very good job of it right now, because the campaign of disinformation, misinformation, straight up lies, as legalized by Obama with the Smith Modernization Act, right? Allowing yes. propaganda on media to be not a problem. So here we are. We are a victim of taking our eyes off the ball, Pete. We're not acknowledging right. the fact we have an illegitimate country. And by the way, Pete, we have a government of officials, including Kamala Harris and the entire cabinet, who doesn't even have a signed sworn oath on file. They may have done this with their hand on a Bible or a Quran, but there's nothing in writing. And that's part. You have to have that to be lawfully installed as a public servant in this country. We have a den of iniquity and thieves running this country right now.
We do. Now, everybody hearing this, when you hear Ann Vandersteel, who has a huge breadth of knowledge, great investigative journalist, understands the technology that was deployed, the sophisticated, we're talking about quantum computers are used, the surveillance technology that they can use. It could be overwhelming. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. break it down this way. Shut all of that out. It's meant to confuse you. If they can't convince you, they will absolutely confuse you. But this is what it is. It is a CIA coup d'etat. And Joe Biden, was he not involved in the overthrow of the Ukraine and involved absolutely. In getting us to war right now? The man that's in place, they had to win that election, didn't they?
They had to win the election, of course, and they stole it in broad daylight, no different than shooting somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue and saying, yeah, I did it. This is, there he is. There he is laughing about how he put the squeeze on Ukraine to make sure that they stop the investigation into Hunter Biden. It's just so atrocious what's happened right now, and it's so many things that have happened. The average American, sadly, doesn't have time to pay attention because they're too busy paying the IRS, which is another illegal contract that they were duped into engaging and contracting with an organization that doesn't even serve the constituents that pay them. It's a UN chartered organization.
1776 Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
With Owen Schroyer, who's not here today. I'm filling in for him very proudly. My name is Pete Santilli. I'm joined by Ann Vandersteel. And, you know, if I opened up with an introduction and said that she was the host of whatever, she's way beyond a host. But she is a host of a show called Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. She was the host of Steel Truth. She's a great investigative journalist. She comes from a big tech background, telecom industry, huge breadth of knowledge on the ways of the world and what we're suffering through right now. I've got one final bit of minutia related to all of these operators here before we turn the corner, because we need to offer solutions. Let's break it down and say it's not too much information, but it is a CIA coup d'etat. It's right in front of us. Although these people are secret operators, do you know the name Ryan Macias? Have you ever heard that name, Ryan Macias?
Ryan Macias. Yes, I have. Why do I know that name?
You may have heard it. Okay, good. So you're one of those individuals that even has heard of the name. There was this guy that was giving testimony in Arizona. He was giving testimony to the Supreme Court or something like that about election integrity issues. He's real big working with the government, tech guy, CISA. He was the one that was giving testimony in the recent trial, the Carrie Lake trial, and he was reading his teleprompter. He was the guy that was in the building in the other room giving testimony. They wouldn't bring him in on the stand, and he was reading on his teleprompter. You know who that guy is?
I'm going to go with he's a CIA operator.
Listen to this. Ryan Macias, I did some background because he said he was with a nonpartisan group, and he was working with, you know, the people within the election integrity industry, that nonpartisan group. Guess who is the CEO of that nonpartisan group that he's affiliated with? Norm Eisen.
Oh,
Norm Eisen as Ryan is sitting
up everywhere, Pete.
Hold on, listen to this. You want to hear something else? Ryan Macias snuck into the Arizona audit and was out on the floor. There's a video of, there he is,
that's
Ryan Macias.
That's why I remember his name.
So, it's not to impress everybody. This is where we're going to turn the corner. So let's recognize that it is a CIA coup d'etat. Norm Eisen is a color revolutionary. He wrote the manual, on color revolutions, right? The democracy handbook. He's a student of Gene Sharp. So once we recognize it's a CIA coup, what we have to do is to counter it. And Ann Vandersteel, how do you believe we need to counter a CIA coup? First, we have to recognize what it is.
Right.
It's not just some boring election integrity thing. It's a CIA coup. But how do we counter it?
Well, first of all, exactly, you've got to recognize what's happening, and you've got to say, I'm going to start drowning out the noise. What are we supposed to be doing? I liken this to walking through a hallway, Pete, and I know where I need to go, right? And I'm trying to basically follow the law of the Constitution. But in the meantime, you've got bombs going off all around you, and I gotta, you know, either duck, run for cover, you know, go save a life over here, whatever it is. But every time I do that, I'm not getting to the end where I need to go. So we know what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be following the law of the land and standing on the Constitution. So everybody needs to go and find their pocket Constitution, which by now I imagine pretty much every single viewer of InfoWars and Pete Santilli's show has a copy or two or 10 lying around. It's not a big document. Open it up and let's start at page one, right? Let's start there. What are we supposed to be doing? And if we aren't following everything in there with a true Republican form of government where we have legislators that have been elected by the people and signed sworn affidavits that they will uphold this Constitution and everything about it, and we don't have Article 3 courts, that we have a place to go and adjudicate where we have true jury trials of the people, by the people, for the people. See, Carrie Lake, God bless her. I was with her last night at Mar-a-Lago. We were there for an event for the America Project, who's done a lot of work in election integrity. That's why this name Ryan Macias was bothering me. As soon as I saw his face, I remember this whole story now. But, you know, these people spent, I mean, Patrick Byrne, he spent millions and millions of dollars. I know you love Patrick. You had your moments with him. He spent millions of dollars.
We're best of friends now, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, I know. But here's, because we're passionate people, So being passionate
people
have run into, it's cool because we care. But here's the thing. When you're trying to battle in a court system, that's an administrative court that stands below the Constitution, it's not equal to the law of the land, and you're being drugged down into admiralty courts where you don't have any standing there, you're not going to win. All you're doing is feeding the machine. You're feeding the attorneys. You're feeding the beast. You're not feeding your soul for what this country was founded on, which is the law of the land. We have strayed so far away from the Constitution, it's not even funny. We don't even know it because of how we've been led astray. They've got lawful and they've got legal. And it's the language and the diction, the jurors and the diction. These are all things that people are saying, what is this crazy blonde talking about? Well, do you remember, Pete, when Bill Clinton was there with the blue dress and under testimony, he said, it depends on what the definition of is. Because Bill Clinton is a lawyer, and he knows that juris and diction matter, and it's all about the language. And so they have confused us with their legalese, and they've drug us out of the law of the land down into the admiralty administrative law areas. We have no business down there. That's for the government public servants. We're the people. We're up here. We stand higher than them. They work for us, right? They understand us. You know,
the law that you refer to, the U.S. Constitution, which, as we were founded, and 1776 is really important, folks, for the following reasons. And we're actually in that same level of crisis today as we were then, trying to spin off from a monarchy that was serving itself. They wanted global dominance, of course, and they were less concerned about human rights, about our God-given rights. In the Declaration of Independence, some people will complain, they'll push us back and say, oh, you don't really have a right to vote in the legal system. Because why? They have, it's called stare decisis. They've basically watered down the Constitution with these rulings and tried to hijack the language, the diction, through these rulings, a very sophisticated method to change the original context of the Declaration of Independence. And they say, nowhere in the Constitution does it say you have a God-given right to vote. Really? The Declaration of Independence opens up by saying that all men are created equal. And you know the thing, right? That we're endowed by our creators. That to secure these rights, right? That essentially we vote, and that is the consent of the governed. It couldn't be any more clear as to what our voting rights are. Right?
It couldn't be any more clear, except I'm gonna take you back to 1868, Pete. And this is really where I have a big problem with what happened and where our country went sideways. 1868 was during the period of Reconstruction. It was right after the Civil War. The North won the war. Remember, we beat the South. Okay. So now the band wants to get back together. The Union is going to reform. But this time they're going to reform under the umbrella of the United States, and they're going to become 14th Amendment U.S. citizens. Well, up until 1868, from 1776 till 1868, we were Americans, and we were citizens of the state or the colony in which we were inhabiting. So you were either Virginian, or New York, or New Jersey. 1868, they stole the sovereignty of the state citizen and made you a U.S. citizen, and they say, oh, we're going to give you the right to vote as a U.S. citizen. Well, what were we doing before that, Pete? We were electing our public servants prior to 18. We were still electing officials. We were doing it. But now we've lost our state sovereignty. We became part of this United States. And 3 years later, Pete, two other things happened in 1871. The Organic Act of 1871, which incorporated the United States, which represented the 10 square miles of Washington, D.C. And did you know the Bar Association was formed in 1871, too? The British Accredited Registry, same year. Interesting.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's certainly interesting. They've hijacked our language, love is now hate, a man is now a woman. I mean, we're literally at that point. They've perverted everything, every bit of belief. But listen, one more segment here, and we're going to nail it. We're going to hit it out of the park. Everybody should feel a sense of empowerment. Knowing that it's a CIA coup, I'm telling you, there are ways that we can counter it. And we have to get educated, and that's part of this process here on The War Room on InfoWars.com.
1776 Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, You need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets, and I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Vander Steele joins me here on this special edition. It's now the day number three in this seat, so honorably filling in for Owen Schroyer. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Ann Vander Steele, host of Right Now with Ann Vander Steele, and also on Brightsea on TV, and then even a higher level, top level role. Of course, may he rest in peace. Dr. Zelenko, the Zelenko Foundation, and your efforts there. Now, Anne, I don't mean to minimize that role with the Zelenko Foundation, the work that you're doing as a broadcaster. When I say we need to counter the coup, you know what? I mean, you know how much I suck up to you, but it's genuine. I'm a United States Marine. I want to shoot communists. I do. I mean, I just have a natural tendency. That's what they do. They don't bring us in for diplomacy. They bring us in to blow stuff up and to shoot communists. That's the Marine Corps. Right. We cannot shoot our way out of this. Fifth generation warfare and the work that's getting done, the self-education and the industry. You're literally boots on the ground. I don't know how you do a lot of travel. You do a lot of speaking, a lot of educating people. But everybody needs to fulfill their role to do something to counter this coup, because we're not going to be able to shoot our way out of this thing. We have to get everybody educated, awake, and active, correct? That's how you counter the coup.
That's it. Pete, as usual, nailed it on the head. Education. Look, 1979, Jimmy Carter starting the Department of Education is what really was the last nail in the coffin for destruction of this country, because it was only a generation away, right? That has been said before, and history is proving out that the fact that we don't know the foundation of our country, we don't understand this document right here, the Constitution of the United States. If you don't understand this and why we declared independence from the tyrants over in England, King George III, if people don't understand that we wanted to be free, and right now we are losing our freedom, let's just take a very fundamental basic right. People want to own property. You should be able to own the property lock, stock, and barrel. You should have the land patent. That's what you came here and got when you moved to America 250 years ago. They left feudalism behind. They were paying the king to live on his land. Today, we're still paying the king. It's called the government. It's called property taxes. And what are those property taxes getting you? A public education system that is now teaching critical race theory and sex education to our children and turning children into transgenders and allowing them to have these discussions without parental consent and just completely destroying society from within. This is why Rome fell, by the way, when they completely got corrupted from the inside, didn't know if they were a man, a woman, or a toaster. And this is, in fact, what is happening right now, and that's another distraction that's part of the whole civil unrest that they're creating, along with the public health emergencies, along with stealing our elections, along with the border infiltration. These are all distractions. Right now, we need to get back to the basics, understand this, because in the end, Pete, we do have the Second Amendment, and it's not for offense. It's for defense. I know you want to go shoot commies, but guess what? The commies are at our border, and they're inside the country. And you very well may be shooting commies one day, Pete, because you're going to be defending yourself when they're coming through your neighborhood. And mark my words, okay. General Valley, explain this to me, Pete. Every single house in the United States of America, thanks to Google Earth and Maps, has been earmarked by a member of the CCP. They intend to invade us, and they intend to live in the house that you and I are each living in individually and respectively. That is the plan. And the sooner we get right with God and get on it, but understand how we can defend ourselves and why lawfully we are entitled God's right, that's how we win.
Even more power, because the Second Amendment is one element. And I said, because I fully recognize as a United States Marine, you know, that, you know, traditional conventional warfare methods up against this fifth generational takedown. Can you imagine the global elite, right? Didn't spend a dime on a bullet. We didn't go kinetic. It would be very expensive for them to be firing bullets at us. They didn't do that. Without firing a shot, what did they do? They slow cooked us into exactly where we're at right now. To be right in the middle of a CIA coup and not even know that it's a CIA coup d'etat. We just hear Joe Biden is in charge, which is remarkable. But guess what? Here's the bottom line. It's this simple, folks. They've hijacked our language. They've changed our laws. But go right back to what poopy pants Biden says, right? We hold these truths to be self-evident. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? Right. We were endowed by our creator. It's self-evident. It doesn't even require further discussion. It is self-evident. We are endowed by our creator, right? We have to protect life, liberty, and property. And to secure these rights, right, through giving the consent, right, of the governed, it's called voting. Right. Voting matters. I hate the topic of election integrity. It's boring. It's terrible. You know, I mean, on election night, I was so ticked off. But everyone is bored with charts and hearing election fraud, and it's not about Trump. Every person has a dog in this fight. If they steal our elections, like they've mastered around the world, they take away our God-given rights, and it's happening right now. It's happening right now, isn't it?
It's totally happening right now. And you're right. People are bored of the subject. And that, of course, look, we don't have a judiciary that we can go to turn to for any kind of clean adjudication of our God-given rights to actually have our election integrity protected. We are supposed to have, if you look right in the United States Constitution, again, here's that document, Pete. But again, if you go right to the Constitution, you talk about Article 3, that's talking about the judicial power of the United States. Oh, look, Comcast is having a ball with my equipment today. The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in one in such inferior courts as the Congress may form from time to time to ordain and establish. This is, we don't have Article 3 courts, Pete. We have admiralty courts all over the land right now. How do people who are people, not commercial entities, walk into an admiralty court and expect to get justice? You're not a corporate entity, unless, of course, you are because the government created one. We, the people, have been completely destroyed from the inside out because they have completely gone around this document right here, the United States Constitution, using the language, and it's our lack of education of such important documents right here. I've got books of these all over my countertop. This is where we are lacking, but this is where we can come back and win it in the end. And all we need is to use their own platforms they've given us. Let's use TikTok. Let's use Instagram. Let's use Twitter. Let's use it all. And let's do little 90-second vignettes on the Constitution to make it sexy and cool again as to why the people can rise up and take their power back. It's not that complicated, Pete.
And you know what? And I want you to put a cherry on top because, of course, governments were instituted among men and very powerful women, of course. Girl power, right? I want you to put a cherry on top of this thing that you could be a Democrat. You know what? I don't like the Democrats. Shoot, my dad and my mom are Democrats, okay? And we used to have arguments about politics. And they're like, hey, you're not rich. We know it. Look where you live. You live in our house. So we used to argue about politics, but guess what? We shared one thing in common. We would go to the public square on Remsen Street in Cohoes, New York for a 4th of July parade, and you didn't know whose politics were what. We were used to wave flags, and we didn't have dividing lines between us. Guess what? The same thing applies today. We want security. We want prosperity for our families. We don't want people to be busting our doors down and violating our rights. And it doesn't matter whether or not you like Trump or Biden. It doesn't matter. That's what we both want, isn't it?
You know what, Pete, we do. And at the end of the day, the people that are invading our country because we don't know how to organize and defend ourselves don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. They want what's in our country. They want the wealth, the what's beneath the ground. They want our livestock. They want our homes. They want our lifestyle. They want it all. But they don't want us here, Pete. In fact, if you want to take it one step further, I mean, truly their globalist agenda is to replace the white collar worker with AI anyway. I mean, just check out ChatGPT and ask it to write a paper on with the theory of relativity. It will spit it out in less than a second. So this is what they don't need us. They don't need thinking people. What they need is they need robots and they need field work. They want to have the agricultural crops, you know, taken care of by people that don't speak hardly anything, are uneducated, are there just to take orders and get a paycheck. This is what they ultimately want. God forbid you understand your God-given rights is defended right here in this document. God forbid it, because that, again, disrupts the plan. But right now we're just going along to getting along. People are driving to work and they don't even realize the tax money they're spending is building their own gallows. That's where we are, Pete.
What we, you know, Dr. Zelenko, I do. I would be remiss if I didn't add this to our conversation. And Vandersteel, you can be found at rightnow.news. Of course, Dr. Zelenko, I remember early on when he came up with his formulation, Z-Stack, that we were advocating, he said, can you imagine? They want to kill 1,800 people to save one person from dying of COVID. Could you imagine? They want to kill 8 billion of us to save the planet. For what purpose? But ladies and gentlemen, Ann Vandersteel, you can find her on Brighton TV, and you can also find us back again for the next hour. Don't go away, right here on The War Room.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. TurboForce, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, my next guest, this is a power-packed show, I'll tell you. Ann Vander Steele. Everybody loves Ann. You will, too. If this is the first time you've been introduced to her, I strongly suggest you stay connected to her. What a great American patriot. Another great American patriot I'm going to be inviting to the show. To go over his resume wouldn't even describe his full range of knowledge on the tech side as a tech CEO and somebody who's been involved as a godly patriot. He's also host of Conservative Daily. Joel Altman will be joining me here momentarily. We're waiting to connect with him, but that's okay, because I did need some time here, a break in the action to review something. And if the guys can pull it up, I put it in the show notes. When I said that Norm Eisen himself, Brookings Institute, CIA, he wrote the manual on color revolutions, basically applying the technological advances to the color revolution. And I have it in the show notes. It's called The Democracy Playbook. The Democracy Playbook, Preventing and Reversing Democratic Backsliding. The Democracy Playbook is the manual that Norm Eisen wrote. He wrote that manual. Not only did he write that, he was working for the CIA around the world, deploying. Yes, that's right. And Huawei has partly funded Brookings Institute. We know who Huawei is. Norm Eisen at the helm of the Ukraine impeachment trial. Norm Eisen, who wrote the Color Revolution book. Norm Eisen, who also wrote the Transition Integrity Project. Lord Malik Brown. Those two names. Is this the first time that you've heard those two names? And I'm understanding we're going to have Joel Altman connecting with us. And have you heard the name on the positive side of the spectrum, on the godly side of our spectrum, the name Joel Altman? And if you remember, he's the investigative journalist that infiltrated a chat room that had Eric Coomer from Dominion on it, also a known Antifa member. Joel Altman was the one that exposed Eric Coomer. Now, back to Norm Eisen again. CIA. Absolutely. involved in the Ukraine impeachment trial. Lord Malik Brown, Smartmatic, overthrowing the Ukraine, denying any connections to Dominion, suing Fox News. The theme of today's show is, of course, I believe that just with the information that's been revealed in this episode alone, can you imagine if 12 people, members of the jury, were to hear, you know, Lord Malik Brown, Smartmatic, Dominion, change the whole landscape of the defamation case about the stuff that was said about Dominion. You heard from Lord Malik Brown. He said our components are in Dominion machine. Joel Altman just did a huge multi-hour presentation digging into these machines and demonstrating that they're so easily hacked. He is not only a tech CEO, he's a truth seeker, a truth teller, an independent media host, and somebody that's doing his part each and every day to counter this CIA coup d'etat. We can do this, folks, but I'm going to tell you something right now. It's not going to happen if you sit there and consume all of the energetic work of people like Alex Jones, of Owen Schroyer, of Harrison Smith, of the InfoWars crew, of Pete Santilli. Everybody needs to get actively involved in order for us to have a peaceful but vigorous counter coup against these people that have overthrown us. We'll be back with Joel Altman right after this.
1776 Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is traveling right now. We're trying to connect with Joe. He's going to join us. Absolutely astonishing level of knowledge as to what's upon us right now technologically with respect to the election fraud that's taking place, but way above and beyond that. You know, we say that this is a spiritual battle. Make no mistake about it. The only way that you can counter this evil upon us, look at most people, when you hear of election fraud for 2 years and the attacks that have been perpetrated upon those that should ever question the integrity of our elections, you get fatigued by it. Look at how each and every one of you, us, has suffered through this this psychological warfare. Oh, hold on a second. Gotta put that through there. Hold on a second. Five. Hopefully we'll be able to get him. He's actually on the go. He's traveling. Joel Altman will be joining us here momentarily. So, back to the point. Fifth generational warfare, psychological warfare. Here's another name that I want you to become familiar with. And a lot of you here on InfoWars are familiar with the name Joseph Aquino. He wrote the manual on psychological warfare. You need to understand and embrace the concept related to fifth generational warfare. And I mentioned it when Ann Vandersteel was on. Michael Aquino, sorry. Colonel Aquino wrote in his book on the PSYOP, he designed essentially the elements of psychological warfare, admitting that the government could essentially take over a population and do, you know, let's say a communist dictatorship overthrow with psychological warfare. Oh, fantastic. Joe Altman is, Joe Altman's going to be joining me. I've mentioned, I'm going to give him proper introduction, but as I mentioned leading up to this, Joe Altman, I've already told the listening audience that you were the one, if they weren't familiar with your name, that you were the one that infiltrated as an investigative journalist. It was a group call, a Zoom call with Eric Coomer, and exposed him. And of course you haven't stopped exposing the amount of election fraud. But sir, this is the theme of the show today. This is a CIA coup d'etat, that the information that could have easily gone in front of 12 jurors in the Fox News Dominion trial, just to put that information on the public record. We're talking about factual. I've already showed Lord Malik Brown from Smartmatic admitting his ties to Dominion. It's all a bunch of minutia. But when you start piecing all this together in front of a jury, whether or not you win is secondary to the fact that they did not want that out in the public. And that's why I believe that this settlement is a cover-up, because you and I could go in there and talk to the jurors, and Ann Vandersteel and Austin, and a whole bunch of patriots that you know are out there. Should they played your most recent presentation that you did, multi-hour expose on hacking into the machines without any trace with a cell phone, you play that in front of a jury, everyone's going to have a concern. Sir, give the introduction as to your work to this listening audience. These are not conspiracy theories. And we can certainly question about whether or not a settlement is part of the cover-up. Do you believe that a settlement covers up the truth?
You know, I absolutely do. And I think the difference about me being on that call is that I didn't have anything to do with Dominion or voting systems. I was on there to find Antifa journalists. I was a tech CEO that watched businesses burn down during the pandemic. They said that everything was fine if you went to a Walmart or a Target to buy your food, but small businesses were forced to close their doors. And, you know, as a tech Marcom data company, we had lots of businesses that from, you know, enterprise level clients all the way down to small clients that were suffering. So that's why I was on that call. And, you know, when I got sued by Eric Coomer, I doubled down, right? At that point, I was like, okay, let me just figure out whether or not there is full election fraud. When I first reported it, it was about Eric Coomer. It was about Eric Coomer's behavior, not the behavior of Dominion. But the death threats came in, and you know, obviously I'm a subject matter expert on system architecture, and I spent a lot of time going through this. And so we were able to find lots and lots and lots of things inside of Dominion that would prove that there was election fraud in multiple states across the country. And we talked about deviations. We talk about other things that we saw happening on election night. They want us to forget all about that. They want us to forget about the fact that they parroted media of safest, most secure election in U.S. history. You know, I did something where we were able to flip votes with a USB drive on Conservative Daily Podcast. Obviously, I've been the one at the very front saying, look, these guys can literally just, you know, stick it in their ear. No one can tell you that there is no election fraud. I've put bets on the table saying, I will bet you $50,000 a piece. You bring your 50 grand, I'll bring mine. We'll show you the election fraud. And if you can convince the public, we'll let the public decide on whether or not there was election fraud. But we have not been able to get into a court of law and show the evidence. And one of the reasons why is because the evidence is so overwhelming. But I do have to ask this question. Why is it that I reached out to Fox News attorneys? I told them that, hey, listen, I have an entire dossier that I can show you that will prove that Dominion Voting Systems is absolutely complicit in the behavior of stealing the election, and nothing. Crickets. Why would they not reach out to me? Why would they not reach out to the most polarizing guy in the country, who has been the most vocal person when it comes to election fraud, who is an expert on system architecture that literally deals with people around the entire country on what we can do to you know, seal up or make safe our election systems across the country. And they literally made no attempt to reach out to me at all.
And raise your hand if you know what event 201 was. Okay, for those of you who don't know, event 201 was a pandemic simulation, a coronavirus pandemic simulation in New York City, hosted by Bill Gates and Avril Haines, the former deputy director of the CIA, who did all of the Guantanamo Bay cover-up. She is like the cover-up queen. They were working on ways to use the coronavirus pandemic as a pretense for clamping down totalitarian controls globally. George Gayo and Avril Haines from the CIA are talking, they have a soliloquy about how do we clamp down, stop people from saying this came from a lab leak. And they say, well, we got to get the social media companies to censor them and deplatform them and all this. You can go on YouTube and watch this tonight. It's called Event 201, and this is the fourth section of it. But then I started doing a deep dive when I was writing the book, and I found out that was not a one-off. And I describe in that book, I found about 20 of these that they had been doing since 2001. And they're all scripted by the CIA. And all of them include top-level officials like James Woolsey, the deputy director of the CIA, Taro O'Toole. All of them have senior CIA officials. Many of them have famous people who kind of give an imprimatur of legitimacy to what they're doing, like Madeleine Albright or Tom Daschle or, you know, Bill Gates and a lot of them, and Gro Brundtland from the, you know, from the WHO. They end up drilling, each one of them is drilling the imposition of totalitarian controls. They're collectively, they have names like Dark Winter and Crimson Contagion and all these weird names, but collectively they're called Operation Lockstep.
This is a new normal.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful, and I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute, because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brainforce Plus is great. Brainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man.
just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you. And that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized, because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
InfoWars.com/show.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. A little power outage right at the moment when Joel Altman was saying something. I would take it that it was something very important. But Joel Altman, welcome back. Sorry about that little glitch in the matrix, sir. I don't know where I left off. You were talking about infiltrating Antifa chat rooms, but welcome back, sir. Thanks for joining me for this important discussion. It's way beyond election integrity. I'm calling it a CIA. It's a coup d'etat, and we're countering it in the information war, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we when Alan Dershowitz is out there talking about how nothing seems right and this, It smells funny. That's Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz is the one that says that the election was not stolen, that him and others have differences of opinion. When you're on there, I can't. There's a difference of opinion. And then here we are. He said that there's no way that Dominion would have been able to prove any sort of problems with, or excuse me, any sort of, damages. He'd be surprised if they could actually prove damages of $10. And it would have to be directly related to the behavior of Fox News. And so why did they settle for $787 million, $750 million on just talking about news, talking about what half of America was speaking about, if not more? I mean, the chilling effect that this is going to have on the rest of the country and news organizations across the country is going to be It's going to be massive, massive. And so we have to look at this from the perspective of why. Why would the CIA be putting this together? Why would they be pushing us towards this radical ideology? And we got to look at everything in totality. But this itself, just what we're dealing with Dominion voting systems. Remember, it's not just Dominion. It's DSNS. It's Smartmatic. It's they're all built on the same platform. They all have the same substructure that has to communicate up to Seidel and to Edison. And I drew a map in December of 2020, and today that map is still valid on what the vulnerabilities and how they stole the election in 2020. And then they just smoothed things out for 2022 and did the same thing. We saw what happened with Kerry Lake. We saw what happened in Maricopa County, and you can't explain it away. You can't explain away all of the things related to the Dominion system. But what we have had over the last 2 years is the ability to dive in and figure out who else is involved. What other players are a part of this color revolution in the United States. And you got Runbeck and Cathedral. All of these companies holistically are being bought up by private equity firms in New York City. So you got to ask yourself the question, why? Why?
You know, why are Joe, they? Joe, you're a tech CEO. So when we say that this is a multifaceted, very complex, very well organized, who at the upper echelon? We know that the lower level people can be kept compartmentalized as to what their roles are in this scheme. But sir, can you say that we're talking about a very sophisticated technology, not just with helping to overthrow the election, but to help cover it up, to deploy? I mean, I spoke of, you know, Norm Eisen, how they were communicating in chat rooms to do ballot harvesting. From what I understand, they had multiple points of failure, because if one fails, they've got, you know, six or seven others that allow them to get through. If we figure out that the machines are rigged and connected to the internet, well, they got Runbeck just printing up ballots. But they're using technology in order to affect this coup d'etat, aren't they? And it can seem overwhelming for those of us that aren't aware of what kind of technological means that they're using. Isn't that true?
Well, I mean, here's the thing you need to understand. There's what's called the big con and the small con. The big con is what they use holistically in order to be able to steal ballots and use phantom ballots and fake ballots inside the system. The other side of it is the small cons. Those are what I call deviations. So deviations of behavior. Then you have the Ruby Freemans of the world and things where they put the ballots through 2, 3, 4, 5 times. But it wasn't until we started digging into all of the other things related to the system architecture that we figured out that they had massive numbers of ways and different programs that allowed for them to get access to who voted. So they knew who voted, they knew who didn't vote. And so we saw the system go down on November 3rd of 2020, come back up. I predicted what was going to happen in Georgia. I told them exactly what was going to happen, how it was going to happen, even down to the time it was going to happen, which really is the reason why they started listening to me, because I was in DC just saying, hey, listen, I came here and I heard Eric Coomer. Now I'm doing the research and I'm doubling down on it, but you're absolutely right. Now they're just trying to figure out how many different ways of chaos they can create in order to get to a conclusion where they can have whoever they want selected put in any position of trust from the bottom all the way up.
You know, Joe, I listened to Mark Cook, who has, as far as I know, unimpeachable qualifications to do what he did. And he had, basically, he was behind the curtain, per se. He was in the back rooms. He was one of the ones that saw that on the side of the Dominion machines, it said made in China. And there's been this illusion, generally, with the voting populace, that this is like an American protected thing. Americans would be shocked to know that our machines we're spending hundreds of millions, billions of dollars on across the country have Chinese made components and embedded in the circuitry. They may or may not have access to the internet, but embedded in the circuitry, they have wireless transmission capabilities right on the motherboards. Is that correct? And Mark Cook exposed that, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't only expose it. We got access to it with the Mesa County reports and all the different things that happened up in Antrim County. So he worked really closely to dig in and to make sure that we had access to all the information. So all the LDF, MDF files, making sure that we understood why there was, you know, write-overs for the transaction files or transaction logs. All the things that were happening inside of the system. But here's the thing. When you start talking about, you know, having internet access, remember Polis under oath at the Michigan legislature back in December of 2020 said that these machines were not hooked to the internet. Yet there's video of Eric Coomer actually talking about the fact that it has connectivity and that it can connect to cellular sources such as T-Mobile, Verizon, and that they have through VPN the ability to connect to all of them. So we've already caught them in lie after lie after lie, which is why this whole Fox News deal is unbelievable. Like, why in the world would Fox News ever settle for $750 million when the public has never been able to see up front and personal all of the different evidence related to the election fraud. This only leads you to one conclusion, and that is that Fox is in on it. You know, that every legal scholar out there is talking about the fact that these machines can be, that the machines can be, are vulnerable. You have experts. They have not brought forward one expert on their side, not one expert to refute any of the information that we put out related to the machines and not just the machines with Dominion, with Run Back and how they print, with the MBPs, the mail ballot printers, with the incestuous relationship and sole source contracts that they're getting all over the country. So we know that it's very sophisticated.
You can stay with me, right? We're going to go to a break. Stay with me, okay? We'll be back with you on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
'1776 testosterone boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. With an image of President Trump, the shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888.
The War Room
Infowars.com/show.
Locked in a battle for the soul of humanity. It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to hold Joel Altman for just a couple more minutes. He's on the go. He's traveling. Joel Altman, let's wrap up our conversation, but at the same time, encourage everybody to make this start of a new attitude that everybody needs to have. If you don't like all the minutia, all the details, if you're suffering through info fatigue, everybody has a soul. You could be a Democrat or Republican and know the following. There is enough evidence right now, just within that one presentation done on Conservative Daily with Mark Cook. If any 12 jurors, I don't care what your political persuasion is. I mean, you'd have to be with the CIA overthrowing the country to not say, what? Are you kidding me? He literally real time said it had a wireless card on the board. I just hacked into this thing with a cell phone. And anybody out in the parking lot could manipulate the voting data with these vulnerabilities, and he did it real time on the air. There's no American I know of that would not be shocked by that alone. Forget about election integrity charts and paper ballots. That was shocking, and it would be shocking to anybody. Isn't that true?
Absolutely true. And that's just that's just to show the American people in a very simple way how vulnerable these machines are. And if you look at the depositions in the Fox lawsuit, people are talking about having a secure election in U.S. history while in private talking about how the systems were absolutely trash. So they were admitting that their machines were terrible, and yet they want us to believe that everything is fine with our elections. You know, I think we have got to get to the place where, as Americans, we step in the gap. We have got to get to the place where we reject the idea that they can do whatever they want, say whatever they want, and use this propagated media as a weapon against the American people to divide us. Here's what we know for a fact. Everything that they're doing right now, every single thing, is directly is a direct symptom of the Nothing we're dealing with today is in front of us because of anything other than stolen elections in 2020 and in 2022. So everything that is happening to us as Americans, not a victimless crime. Stealing elections is not a victimless crime. And if we don't start standing up and doing something collectively as people and say, look, this just is not right, and we start doing it together, then, you know, we might as well just write it off and let the CIA, finish the rest of their coup.
Yep. Joe Altman, I'm going to let you go on this note. It is beyond just a regular cliche spiritual battle. This is literally, you are on the precipice of the second coming of Jesus Christ. He's going to have to intervene. Obviously, we feel that. But we have to get involved. Things can be done. I want you to just leave us with some inspiring words of encouragement, because people want to feel a sense of hope, and they should. Look at what we did with $6 billion taken off the table when we were repulsed by Dylan Mulvaney. The power in we the people to affect change can be done instantly. We can. We just need to recognize where we're at, situational awareness. It's a CIA coup. And to counter it, you can't shoot it your way out of this. We need every county involved, every single household involved, defend life, liberty, and property. Because why are they doing this? To take away our God-given rights. Tell everybody how we can get involved, what we need to do, and how people can find you.
You know, I start by saying that there's a four-step process, and it's really simple. The first one is prayer. You have to pray, right? And the second of which is stand, so practice standing up. Third of which is speaking, using your voice, and the fourth of which is action. You got to lead yourself to action. And if you start using your voice, action becomes natural. There's lots of organizations out there that you can lean on and lean into. Obviously we have the podcast, Conservative Daily Podcast. I did not wake up one day and say I wanted to be a podcaster. I did not wake up one day and say that I wanted to give up the dream of what I was doing and building, technology that helps businesses grow. But unfortunately it is what it is. Now I'm still back in the technology world. I'm building technology that helps businesses, excel and grow and, you know, even the cancelable, businesses. So I'm still in that business, but right now I see that the opportunity that we have is if we do those four things, if we pray, if we stand, if we speak and we act, we just devote 10 hours a month, 10 hours a month to going to board meetings, council meetings, doing the things that are necessary, then we can win. And it'll be a really, really, really hard day for them. At the end of the day, Pete, there's a lot of different organizations. You have FEC United. I don't know what organizations you're personally referring to that people can join up. I obviously don't want to come on to, InfoWars, but I do know following Alex Jones, the guy's been right for 25 years, right? He has rarely been wrong about anything. And so he's a great source for information. Obviously the information you put out has been spot on. But we have to start speaking the same language. We have to call them what they are too, which is liars. They are liars. And we have to use very, very, very firm language when dealing with these liars, because frankly, if we don't start using the force of our voice, then it is going to end up being a very, it could lead to violence, because there's a lot of people that are just fed up with what's happening right now.
Well, we know why Mao took the guns, and what did he do after he took the guns? I mean, tens of millions of people. Yeah. We see what they're attempting to do. I mean, how ludicrous is it? And I'm so sorry I'm holding you so much longer. But folks, apply some logic. You have a soul. When they're telling you out of one side of their mouth that they want to stop school shootings by disarming the American population, there's too many guns, and then cut to a big pharma commercial, and then show us how many billions of dollars of weapons we're sending to the freedom fighters in Ukraine. What's wrong with that picture? What's wrong with that? They want to disarm us and fuel their wars. Joe, thank you for taking the time out. Thank you for the work you do. Conservative Daily Podcast. Is that on your Rumble channel? Did you get like 10 million views on that, that Mark Cook presentation?
No, we got 540,000 total views across four different showings of that, and it's now playing on Frank's Speech. So you can go to Frank's Speech as a special broadcast. You can watch it there. Obviously, we have the Rumble channel, a Conservative Daily Podcast. We also have conservative-daily.com. We get right into it with Congress. We send letters to Congress, and we bombard them every day. I'm not sure what effect that's happening, but, you know, they're starting to have, you know, different subcommittee meetings and talking about some of the things related to election fraud. So let's just, again, we got to pray. We got to make sure that we support those that are supporting the freedom in this country. And we have to stand up to all these radical leftist terrorists that are trying to steal our nation.
Absolutely. And you know what I'm going to do? We have a channel on band.video. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have our video editing crew just excerpt this. We're going to upload that presentation on band.video. Watch it. It's going to be stunning. And I promise you, you can share it with your Democrat family members. And if they're not fully convinced and shocked at what they're about to see, I would be shocked myself. So we're going to upload that. How many hours broadcast that with Mark Cook?
I'll send you the one that's pared down. It's an hour and a half, but it was a 2.5-hour, 3-hour presentation.
Okay, fantastic. Joe, travel safe. We'll be with you. God bless you, and thank you for your service to our country, sir. I appreciate it. By the way, where are you? What part of the country you headed to?
I'm headed back to Florida, and I've been traveling all over the place. I was just in Florida, now I'm in Florida, yeah.
Tell DeSantis he's a piece of crap. Will you please?
Well, that means that I'd have to actually get in the same room with DeSantis, and I have no desire. It's Trump 2024 or bust. And I do mean or bust.
Amen. Stay right there, folks.
1776 Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department, but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride